Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. And we follow a daily, weekly rhythm in these challenges, and I want to introduce you to that. Mondays, we start with a new idea. Tuesdays, we explore that idea in the Bible. Every Wednesday, we see how that challenges and transforms our thinking. And then Thursday, we try to live it out and put it into action. Friday is a day for reflection and prayer on that topic before we take a day of rest Saturday. And Sunday's a day for community, especially Christian community. And we're working to start a new Christian community in Ajax. And we're going to be starting that just in the new year. And so we'd love to hear from you. If you want to be part of that, if you want to know more about being part of our team to help get that going, just get in touch with me through the mobile website or app. Our series right now is looking at how Christmas was the night that changed everything. We've looked at various segments of society and how it changed them. And this week we're looking at how it changed the poor, particularly looking at the story of Mary and Joseph, Jesus' parents, and of the shepherds, who were some of the first attendants at Jesus' birth. These poor people have very prominent roles in God's story, in the story of God's coming to earth. And that's a bit surprising in some ways, but we're going to see why it matters. Here's the story, the first half of the story we're looking at this week. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. Well, that's the story of Jesus's birth. It doesn't take many lines, does it? It's very simple. There's not a lot of pageantry or glory to it. It's just very bare bones, this story. It simply tells the facts. We're looking this week at why the circumstances of Jesus's birth are so impoverished. And I think it's a little bit connected to something we see regularly from politicians. When there's a disaster somewhere, it seems to be really important to people that a top politician comes to visit them. We saw it not too long ago with the flooding in Calgary. When the Prime Minister came, people were overjoyed that he was there with them, that he was seeing what was happening in a town that he loves dearly. Remember a few years ago, I worked in an area that was ravaged by the ice storms. I believe it was 1998. And the island where I was a paramedic, Wolf Island, had been hard hit. And years later, people were still talking about the time that Jean Chrétien, the Prime Minister, came to visit them. He flew in on a helicopter and he saw what they were dealing with. He saw life as it was. He saw what the real people were struggling with. He wasn't just a politician far away with no idea of what real life was like. He could see it now with his own eyes. And here we see God doing that at Christmas. In our world, not everything is right. Not everything is as it should be. God created a beautiful world where we would know him personally and intimately, but we threw that away when we rebelled against God in sin. Ever since, our world's been in disaster mode. And in Jesus coming to this world, God was visiting our destruction, not just to observe it and say, "Well, that's too bad," but to do something about it. He came to get messy. He came to experience our broken world and our broken lives and all that they are. He came to get involved. When God came to earth, he didn't just visit the wealthy or the powerful. He visited the lowliest. He visited a couple peasants, Mary and Joseph. And he spent time right away with some smelly shepherds. We'll see tomorrow the significance of that. Not only did he come to a poor family, he came to one that was actually homeless at the time and transient. They were on their way to Bethlehem where they had to register in a census. They were on their way there and probably causing scandal wherever they went, not being married and yet Mary being visibly pregnant. As they went from house to house looking for somewhere to stay, knowing that the baby's birth was imminent, they would have been terrified and others probably were rejecting them based on the circumstances of their family relationship. They weren't married, and yet there was a baby here. And in their culture, that was very, very serious. I remember watching the movie, The Nativity, that portrayed this so well, the way people reacted in revulsion upon finding out that Mary and Joseph weren't married. So this wasn't just a poor family, this was one that was outcast from society. And yet Joseph and Mary stuck together and they managed to find a solution. They stayed in what's described in the Bible as a stable. That could mean anything from a dedicated building just for animals, or it could even be a small one-room home where people would have lived with the animals in one room. Those were the kind of circumstances that people lived in that time. Those are the kind of circumstances into which Jesus was born, into which God entered our world. This is all very strange when you consider who we're talking about here. We're talking about God entering our world. And if you ask most people to imagine God, they're going to use some of the biggest, best imagery they can find. Words like grand and splendor and majesty and power and awe. We have to use our biggest, most descriptive words to describe God, because he's so much bigger and greater than even our words can describe. So we have to go over the top to even get close to describing God. It's no surprise we use that kind of language. The Bible uses it as well, usually like royal language. And so it just seems totally out of character for God to come to us as a homeless baby and eventually a refugee baby. These are strange circumstances for God to use. There's a song that has a memorable line that says, "What a strange way to save the world." So I have a question for you to consider before we look in a bit more depth at the connection of poverty to God's story of entering the world. The question is, what might God be trying to tell us, human beings, in coming to earth in this way? Well, I hope you have a great discussion with somebody you're working through our courses with. If not, I hope you'll find somebody in your life that you can watch the videos with, or at least watch the videos on the same day, and then whenever you are together, to discuss the questions that we've been exploring. I want to remind you as well that as a community, we're trying to read the Bible in sync. So make sure you visit our website or app to find the daily Bible reading that we're reading as a community. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.